2.4 Clo 1532. Topihalto. The Legend of Tovo and Elisa, the Green Gems. In the beginning, the Creator breathed into existence visible, glowing emerald stones. They shone with their green brilliance. It was the color of life that reflected the Creator's essence, a green foundation for paradise. Into the emeralds, God placed a light that reflected the eternal plan of His Spirit. Into the light, He made a green arc shine above paradise, symbolizing the covenant between all future life. Then, the Creator molded a giant guardian angel to watch over the glowing emerald forest. The angel was named the protector of the stones, and the Creator placed into this angelic being a created soul with its own free will. He also created a fire angel that burned with green, blue, orange, and red flames. This angel He created to defend life. The Creator also created bright, white-clad singer angels and placed a song into their hearts, which they sang with clear voices. The song went like this. The Creator is the highest, the Creator of all life and souls. The heavenly green stones reflect the glory of the Creator of life. Thus begins the story of the bright, white-hearted, pure children of the Creator, of that living, green-eyed bride. In the emerald forest, the entire creation that had been on the Creator's heart since eternity was reflected. The Creator breathed, and the stones began to glow with light. The Creator said, "Let there be an earth that reflects paradise." The angels surrounded the fiery, radiant throne, which the Creator first created to reflect His eternal power over His creations, praising the Creator, the giver of all life. The singer angel sang, "The Creator made the empty space of the universe with the elements of the earth." Shaping it, saying, "Let there be light," the stones of life glowing, reflecting green light into the formless world. Separating that light from the created darkness. Also dividing the waters, creating an ocean of oxygen. Stretching the arc of clouds over the heavens of that primordial sea, naming and watching over His creation. Also raising the crust of the earth from the depths of the waters, filling the surface of the earth with flowers, plants, and fruit-bearing trees. Then He filled the heavens with those planets, with burning, twinkling stars, the candles of the universe. Creating also the living beings of the waters, the whale to sing, the dolphin to leap, the fish to school, the birds to fly free, and also the creatures of the earth to crawl and frolic. And finally, the crown of that creation, from the dust of the earth, for the sake of a spouse's heart, to share paradise. To take care of the created beings, worshiping to praise their Creator, glorifying His honor. A dark pride ignited in the heart of the guardian angel. That distortion of the universe thought, "I will sit on the throne of that Creator and rule the crown of creation." One of the stones of paradise went dark, dragging a third of the singers with him. The Creator, noticing this evil in the soul of the guardian angel, sealed him inside a black stone and cast him like lightning into the expanses of the earth. The Creator said, sealing this matter, "Even you, evil, I will use to brighten the white hearts, for I know that because of you, they too will fall. But I will save my chosen ones for the sake of my name. I will send my son to crush your head, you black serpent." The fire angel temporarily bound that stone in the realms of the air with burning, fiery chains. Thunder rumbled above the White Pearl Hospital when I was born into the world, and my mother smiled her angel smile. At the same time in heaven, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit conversed among themselves. "I will create a spouse for him, and when they are one, they are my two sackcloth-clad witnesses, my strongest warriors." 10 years later, as the spring sun shone, a great and most beautiful miracle was born into the world. It was Elisa, that white, living rose above the Seven Sisters waterfall in Geiringer. Fantasy World Part 1. While the knights were praying in the pulsating, white, pearl-shaped temple, leaning on the white hilts of their swords, the sky crackled, creating beautiful patterns in the clouds above the temple. The prophet of life and love was being born into the world. With a scream, Toivo was born, and the white midwives handed Toivo to the white queen. The queen's face radiated light and a smile. "You are the son of thunder and an instrument of hope for this dark world." Topi Hultu, The Vision of the Roses and the Heavenly Wedding. Around the world, the temples of the White Hearts began to shine with a bright white light. At the same time, Pastor Kari experienced a vision in his church. He saw two golden weeping roses, and the tears dropping from the roses were blood. The moment the drops of blood touched the darkness beneath the roses, a darkness filled with reaching hands, a golden tsunami-like wave appeared from somewhere. Inside the wave, it read agape, which means the love of God. The glittering wave seemed to lift the golden roses high, simultaneously lifting the souls trapped in the darkness up into the brightness of heaven. The darkness vanished into a deep ravine, and within it, demons shrieked and cried out, "The time of our judgment has arrived." Kari jolted awake, weeping hysterically with tears of joy. "It is a revival! A revival is being born!" he cried, while all the parishioners stared at him in astonishment. In heaven, as the angels sang, the Father said to his Son, "I will bind the hearts of Toivo and Elisa together as one with a golden chain of love. They will be one forever." God commanded the angels to sing a song of tears and joy, and a choir echoed throughout heaven. Those tears of Eliza and Toivo will be gathered into eternal chalices. Awaken joy and eternal laughter in your hearts. Your souls will be gathered to the Heavenly Father in the final harvest. The angels blew to the four winds above the fells and the rugged mountains. On the deck of a ship in the bay, a white wedding dress fluttered in the wind. Eliza's veil blew away, drifting toward the roaring Seven Sisters waterfalls. From behind the vanished veil appeared a wide smile, and her green, soul-piercing emerald eyes radiated light. She extended her delicate hand, saying, "I do," and Toivo grasped Eliza's hand. A diamond reflected on her finger through the radiant rainbow cast by the Seven Sisters. Jesus appeared, placing his hands over their hands, blessing them into an eternal union.